This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, the revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, the Rich Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Chris Cuomo, the lesser. This is him now justifying violence against Antifa. Remember when Antifa was out there in certain cities beating the hell out of people and causing destruction of property? Chris Cuomo said it was kind of a moral imperative to be able to do stuff like this. Take a listen.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally. In the eyes of the law, yes. But in the eyes of good and evil, here's the argument. If you're a punk who comes to start trouble in a mask and hurt people, you're not about any virtuous cause. You're just somebody who's going to be held to the standard of doing something wrong. But when someone comes to call out bigots and it gets hot, even physical, are they equally wrong as the bigot they are fighting? I argue no. Fighting against hate matters. Now, how you fight matters too. There's no question about that. But drawing a moral equivalency between those espousing hate and those fighting it because they both resort to violence emboldens hate, legitimizes hateful belief, and elevates what should be stamped out. Two wrongs and what is right. The bigots are wrong to hit. Antifa or whomever, anarchist or malcontent or misguided, they are also wrong to hit. But fighting hate is right. And in a clash between hate and those who oppose it are on the side of right. Think about it. Civil rights activists, were they the same morally as the bigots, as the racists with whom they exchanged blows? Are people who go to war against an evil regime on the same moral ground as those they seek to stop from oppressing the weak? When you punch me in the nose for being Italian and you say I'm somehow less than, am I in the same moral place when I punch you back for saying that? It's not about it being right in the eyes of the law, but you also have to know what's right and wrong in a moral and a good and evil sense.
All right, so that's his lecture, his holier-than-thou moral lecture, and when it's okay to hit and when it's not. So then by that then... using your standard, using the Cuomo standard, if somebody comes up to you and calls you a word you don't like, it doesn't sound to me like it meets the Cuomo standard for punching them in the face or threatening violence, based on your own standard, based on your own standard that you just lecture the nation about. Well, not the nation, but the hundreds of people that watched your CNN primetime show. So based on that, somebody calls you a word you don't like. That's not an ethic slur, by the way, Fredo. It doesn't sound like it meets the Chris Cuomo standard for punching them in the face or threatening them to. That's what I'm saying. Also, if Anna Navarro, fake Republican operative Anna Navarro, can use the F word, the new F word, for Italians, then are you going to ban Anna Navarro from CNN? Because it sounds to me, when she talked about Donald Trump Jr., she was engaging in racism.
Daddy kept Fredo back home. So who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says? Who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says?
All right,
I don't,
you know what?
I don't want to talk about
hang on. Does Chris Cuomo correct her here and say, Anna, that's an ethics slur?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, it's a 13-second clip, but no.
That's a shame. He had an opportunity right there to correct her in front of the entire nation. Well, hundreds of people. And set the record straight that nobody should ever use the F word.
I mean, you would think if it was such an awful word that...
You would think, right?
Would, I mean... not have her back.
You would think at that moment, you go, Anna, please don't use ethnic slurs on my show. Anna, please.
Daddy kept Fredo back home. So who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says? Who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says?
All right, you know what?
I don't want to talk about
All right, Anna. So he doesn't say at that moment, you're using an ethnic slur?
No.
He doesn't say that.
No.
That's a shame. He had an opportunity right there to set the nation straight.
Yes.
To let everybody know. Because that's certainly how he responded when somebody called him Fredo. Now, when somebody calls Donald Trump Jr. Fredo, he just moves on. Somebody calls him Fredo, well, now that's a much different scenario. Cut nine of the Chris Cuomo freakout.
Yes.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk-ass from the right called me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather. It was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
They used it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
I got a little bit.
It's an insult to your people.
I didn't know that.
It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
Wow.
Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't be going to fall me.
Hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Insult me like that.
Man.
I didn't insult you.
Crazy.
It's like I call you punk. You like that?
All right, now here's my question now. Can we add him yelling it's an ethnic slur to Anna Navarro? Like, are we able to edit that so that Anna Navarro says about Donald Trump Jr. and then he starts yelling at Anna Navarro? And then I wonder, because that might, we can maybe get that viral, Dawn. You never know. We might be able to get that going.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, especially if we can have him going, Anna, that's an ethnic slur, Anna. F you, Anna. You know, and just start going after Anna Navarro. I love it. We could probably do. Greg Stocker's got very good magic with this kind of audio stuff, Dawn, as you can imagine. So
yes, Greg especially.
Yeah, so we can see if we can pull that off. That would be something right there. 855-839-1210. And clearly now, Chris Cuomo needs to be on the red flag list. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt.
But he's right in front of his 9-year-old daughter saying that?
Yeah. So that's what I mean. He's a little bit unhinged. Oh. It's painful to listen to, is it not? I should also mention to you as well, by the way, that CNN is completely standing by him. And that's amazing, too, because he's number 16 in the ratings. So, you know, usually if you're number 16 in the ratings, they go, dude, calm the hell down. Chill out, man. Get some help. I think he definitely needs help. There's no doubt in my mind. I feel bad for him. I feel sympathy for him. Biography.com. All right. This is they have a story about him. Inside the family, when he decided to move to journalism, inside the family, Cuomo's new choice of profession was greeted with some skepticism. To his father, Governor Mario Cuomo, journalism was a... I can't say this with a straight face. I'm not making this up. You vouch for me?
I'm vouching. It's right here. I can't believe it. What is it, like 2014 interview you have?
All right. See, I didn't even find... Dawn brought this to my attention, okay? So this is not... All right. Inside the family, Cuomo's new choice of profession was greeted with some skepticism. To his father, journalism was a lesser form of public service. I swear on my life and on the life of my children. This is literally in the biography.com story. Journalism was a lesser form of public service. Quote, my pop didn't want me to go into journalism. He used to say, why do you just cover these things? Why don't you go out and do them? His brother Andrew, now Governor Andrew Cuomo, was also skeptical, counseling his brother, you got to decide what's more important, your personal celebrity or what you're able to do for other people. And then he added, journalism was never that great. So right off the bat, he entered the family business. He turned down the family business.
Yes.
Politics, decided to go into journalism, where he initially was greeted by his father and his brother. They're mocking him for going into the lesser profession.
Yes.
So he's carrying around a whole lot of issues. I mean, this guy is a case study in family rage. of somebody who's dealing with all these issues of, he's got daddy issues and big brother issues.
Clearly.
Right?
Yes.
And he also has JFK Jr. issues. John F. Kennedy Jr. and him were buddies, I guess. And what John F. Kennedy Jr. told him after they received their law degree from Fordham University, and Cuomo went on to a lucrative career as a Wall Street lawyer, while becoming one of the most sought-after bachelors in New York, in 1997, People Magazine included him on its Most Beautiful People list. W Magazine, which was owned by the late John F. Kennedy Jr., owned the magazine, called him New York's most eligible bachelor. But John Kennedy Jr., who later advised Cuomo, said to him, quote, "Don't worry. They'll always consider you to be the poor man's me." JFK Jr. said that to him in 1997.
His best friend, who tragically died in a plane crash,
right.
His dad and his brother.
All putting him down his entire life.
So can you imagine when he hears the Rich Scioli show, he gets all these tweets, and you're calling him the lesser.
And literally, his dad told him it was a lesser profession.
Oh my goodness.
And now I'm calling him the lesser. I mean, I am the biggest bully in media.
Well, no, actually, you're quoting his dad.
John F. Kennedy Jr.'s hazing him.
Oh,
his dad's going, "Not for nothing, but this is a lesser profession." His brother's going, "Journalism was never that great." And now he's dealing with this his entire life. And then he gets into journalism. He tries to make the big time, and he's number 16. Meanwhile, his brother is probably going to run for president in 2024. I mean, it's daddy issues and big brother issues. So now a guy comes up to him in the streets of New York and calls him Fredo, and he loses his friggin' mind. Loses it. Threatening to throw the guy down the stairs and break his legs and kill him.
We have him responding to Anna Navarro.
Good. Anna Navarro, who called Donald Trump Jr. Fredo, Dawn, the F word, Dawn. You see, this is an ethnic slur, Dawn. You can't have people calling people ethnic slurs, all right? It's a sin.
Daddy kept Fredo back home.
All right, you know what?
I don't want to talk about
it. Anna, you said Fredo is from The Godfather. It was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they use it as an Italian excursion. It's a f***ing insult to your people. It's an insult to your f***ing people. It's like the N word for us. Is that a cool f***ing thing?
Wow. Good for him for putting Anna Navarro in her place after she called Donald Trump Jr. the F word. Good for him. Bravo, Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. You're standing up for Italians everywhere. This is like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's just a fantasy of what he would have, what it could have been like if he had just put Anna Navarro in her place,
yeah.
That racist bee. That little racist Anna Navarro. Anna, it's an effing slur, Anna, and I'll break your friggin' legs, Anna. Now, what do we get? We get that thing where you can put video clips or something?
Yes.
This would be perfect for our debut one. I wonder if we can do that. That could be good.
Oh, well, that'd be good.
Because we got to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Once upon a time in Washington, we'll call it, Chris Cuomo correcting Anna Navarro and defending Donald Trump Jr. when she called him an absolutely awful Italian ethnic slur.
And this is newly discovered video and audio by executive producer Greg Stocker.
Exclusive. Discovered audio. Once upon a time in Washington. What could have happened? What really should have happened? See, and I blame Anna Navarro for that guy calling him Fredo on the streets. He thought it was perfectly acceptable. Words have consequences. Just saying.
The Rich Scioli Show on your schedule. This is the Scioli Show podcast.
As for Chris Cuomo, why didn't I play the video so everybody can understand what I'm talking about in case you haven't seen it? I mean, it's all over social media and the media, but you also just might be waking up and haven't seen this yet. So last night, a guy came up to Chris Cuomo of CNN, CNN's primetime Cuomo, and he called him the F word, Fredo, which is now apparently an ethnic slur. I can tell you it's never been an ethnic slur before, but apparently it is now. And then Chris he wasn't happy about this, as you can imagine. He was very, very upset by this. So, cut 9.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass from the right called me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they use it as an Italian excursion. Any of you Italian?
I got a little bit.
It's an insult to your people.
I didn't know that.
It's an insult to your people. It's like the N word for us.
Wow.
Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't be going to fall me.
Hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
Call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk. You like that? You want that to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo. You know my name now. Fredo?
I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was Fredo. Don't be a liar.
I
want to be a man. Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
You want to be a man
out
here. Then own what you said.
Listen,
take
man.
Them
I don't
yeah,
have
what?
A problem with you, man.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like a
home.
Please do.
Why? So you can sue?
You don't want to
sue?
Why don't you do it?
Go take a swing. You call me Fredo. Take a swing. Take a swing. Watch your hands. Take a swing. Watch your hands. Take a swing. No, no. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. So you want to call me? Call me.
Hey, listen, man. I'm not doing anything.
Wreck your s***. I'll wreck your
stop.
You didn't have street cred. You didn't know what you were doing with
I thought it was your name. I thought it was your name.
You didn't know, right? Hey, you didn't know what you were saying, right?
I thought it was your name.
You're so nerdy.
I'm breaking it up. I'm breaking it up. Sorry, man.
This is my brother.
Hey, hey, look at all these cameras. You're in for it. You're in for it.
I'm in for what?
You're in
for
it. You're in for it.
You call me Fredo.
I got to credit, that's the point with Brandon for that video, by the way. That's the point with Brandon. Well, wow. Wow. For the word Fredo. All right, let's understand a couple things here, kids. Number one, Fredo is not an ethnic slur to Italians, all right? If you went over to Italy and you said, hey, Fredo, people would go, no, no, that's my cousin, Fredo. People are named Fredo, like it's a thing. People are named Guido, it's a thing. It's not a slur. They joke with Cuomo about being Fredo because he's the dumb, younger, weaker brother, but it's not an ethnic slur. Like the N-word is an ethnic slur, or the K-word for Jewish people is an ethnic slur. Nobody has ever said that Fredo was an ethnic slur. Nobody. I'm telling you right now, nobody's ever said that. He takes it personally because he knows that Rush calls him Fredo, and he hates it. But he's also got some issues here. I mean, there's issues. You could have all day analyzing this guy. The way he lost it and threatened violence against someone for calling him Fredo, Fredo being the weaker brother. The whole notion of Chris Cuomo being the weaker brother, being the less successful Cuomo, the lesser, this really gets to the guy. I mean, this really bothers him. He needs some major therapy. He needs some major, major therapy here. His brother's the governor of New York, and clearly now, the whole idea of being in his brother's shadow isn't just something we joke about. It's real, kids. It's real, and he needs to talk about it. I mean, on a couch with somebody in a clinic in Sweden or something. He really has to get this off his chest. And the conversation has to be like this. Chris, I know your brother's way more successful than you, but you don't have to be so full of rage. You have to learn to accept yourself, Chris. Accept yourself and just accept yourself and go on with your life. That's all. Don't be so hard on yourself, Chris. You're good enough. You're smart enough. Gosh darn it, people like you. I mean, not really, but some people like you. Wow. Don't you effing insult me like that. You call me Fredo. It's like I call you Punk B. You like that? The man in the video insists he believed it was the anchor's real name was Fredo. Cuomo didn't buy it. You did not think that. Stand up like a man. Own what you said. And then Cuomo starts threatening the man. I'll effing throw you down these stairs like an effing punk. You're going to call me Fredo? Take an effing swing. I'll effing wreck your S. I mean, I'm just saying, this would, in my mind, you'd get red flagged. If they were going to do red flag laws, this is the ultimate red flag right here. You red flag this guy and you don't let this guy near. I wouldn't even put him on. You know, they have the registry at Bed Bath & Beyond where you can buy knives. I wouldn't let him do that. You know, he's checking out. He's got a whole big thing of steak knives. And they go, sir, you've been red flagged. We can't sell you these knives. It's for the wedding. Sorry. There's a very nice Cuisinart in the back. It's on their registry. Why don't you get that for him instead? I mean, he's got, right, he's got issues here. He's got some major, major issues.
Yeah, the fact that he says, I'm the CNN anchor. I mean, why would you even engage with somebody, first of all? You know, if you're a public person like that, just ignore them. Don't engage them.
Thank you. You have a lot of ways to respond in life, right? Which is what I teach my kids. Somebody calls you a word you don't like. You don't have to necessarily start throwing to F and F their F and throw them down the F and stairs and break their F. You can just say, thanks a lot, have a good night. Or, yeah, funny. And then keep, like Cuomo could have just turned to him and said, funny guy, and kept walking, right?
Right. Just if you ignore somebody, or, that's the best thing you can do.
Right. You not responded at all. Just, and just kept walking.
Because they call you Fredo, that's not your name. Why would you respond?
But then he just goes off. And this is why I think that he would threaten me in public, too, if I ever called him the lesser. You know he would.
He would.
It's the same concept. The same concept
exactly.
Being in the family, you are the lowest in the family. And so that really, deep down inside, it burns him. It burns him inside. And I can just see him on a couch right now saying to a therapist, well, here's the thing. All my life, my older brother has had everything. The success, the looks, the money, the girls, the power. And now I get this big primetime show and I'm number 16 in the ratings and I can't stand it anymore. He's definitely the lesser Fredo, because Fredo is even cooler than that. I mean, Fredo was cocktail waitresses two at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Fredo was actually a pretty smart and cool guy. He was just, he crossed his brother and,
disloyal.
You know, right. But he was, when he was in Vegas with Mo Green, Fredo Corleone was living the dream. You know what I mean?
It's true.
I mean, literally, Mo Green said he had to slap him upside the head because Fredo was you know, with cocktail waitresses two at a time. I don't see Chris Cuomo with cocktail waitresses two at a time. I'm just saying. I don't see that. I also think, too, it's very important to understand here that the guy didn't threaten him with violence. He called him a name he didn't like. And I always heard, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. So all you really have to do is just go, okay, and keep walking.
Yeah.
And then you look magnanimous and the guy looks like a jerk.
Right.
Instead, you look like an unhinged lunatic. And the spin now coming out of CNN is that this was a racial slur and he had to respond to it because it was a racial slur. No, it's not. It's not a racial slur. When you go to Italy, nobody ever there goes, whatever you do, don't call anyone Fredo. They hate that. Don't call them a Fredo. That's like the worst thing you could say. So this is so silly now. Oh, man. And Hannity. And look, and I understand Sean's point. Leave people alone. I get that. Because Sean tweeted out, I retweeted it. I say, good for Chris Cuomo. He's out with his 9-year-old daughter and his wife. And this guy's being a jackass in front of his family. In my humble opinion, Chris Cuomo has zero to apologize for. He deserves the apology. All right. I mean, true, but he also didn't have to respond the way he did. And I don't think Sean would respond that way.
No, because at first when I heard he was with his family, I thought, oh, he was. But then when you hear the language in front of the 9-year-old, you know, in front of the family is worse than being called Fredo. Do you know what I, like, who uses that F word in front of their 9-year-old?
Yeah, I'll F and F you up and F you, throw you down these stairs and, you know, break your F and legs and do all this other stuff. Literally cursing, unhinged, yelling at the guy. Oh, and also I should mention that Anthony Scaramucci, he's decided now as the spokesman for Italian Americans that's an ethnic slur. He tweeted out, the mooch. Chris Cuomo threatens man who hurled Italian slur Fredo at him. Very proud of Chris Cuomo. This happens all the time. It's quite racist. No, it's not racist to call somebody Fredo. Stop spinning that. That is ridiculous. Look, if you want to be of the camp of leave people alone when they're outside of their work and they're with their family, fine. But if you want to be in the camp of this is an ethnic slur, a hate crime, hate speech on the streets of New York, that's where you lose me. And I go, stop it. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Come on. Fredo's not an ethnic slur. It has nothing to do with being Italian. It's only because in the family of the, and let's face it, the Cuomo family is a very powerful family. Am I right?
Yes. When he was 12, he moved into the governor's mansion.
So it's 12. Not that they're Italians. It's that the governor of New York was a guy who was his dad. And now the governor of New York is a guy who was his brother. Some of the most powerful people you could ever imagine in the family. Fredo is the weakest of the family members, which is why Rush calls him that. I, again, think Fredo Corleone is a misunderstood character who's actually pretty cunning and stealth. But he's not his brother, but he also, unlike Sonny, wound up surviving until Michael killed him, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, spoiler alert.
Sorry, if you haven't seen Godfather. If Sonny Corleone had easy pass, he'd still be alive. Also, I want to make the point very clear. That's why I call him the lesser Cuomo, because of all the Cuomos in all the land, he's the least successful of all of them. And this way, you don't even have to worry about the ethnic slur issue. Nobody can accuse you of using an ethnic slur if you call him the lesser. See? But then he's upset by that, too. See, look, this came out on television one night after he defended Antifa violence.
Yes.
Which he did. He gave this whole thing, And he said this.
You say I'm somehow less than.
Okay? See? So that's in his mind, too. The guy needs therapy. Really long, long sessions of therapy. 855-839-1210. Keep him away from knives, guns, firearms, cars, children, badminton. Don't let him play badminton. You can really hurt somebody with a badminton thing, you know?
Badminton.
I'm just saying. Pool cues.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Our good friend Christine Flowers, Daily News columnist, immigration attorney extraordinaire, and host on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Richie. How you doing?
I'm good. I loved your piece yesterday. One Italian to another, Paisan.
Yep. Well, I mean, you know, I had to laugh when first of all, you know, the video of it is just the hypocrisy of Chris Cuomo, who every evening on CNN pretends to be the voice of reason, and then he just spirals downward because this guy just wants to get an autograph from him. I mean, you know, let's put it this way. Calling someone a Fredo is, it may not be the nicest thing to say, particularly if your name is not Fredo, but
right.
to immediately think that that is some kind of a racial or ethnic slur is just ridiculous, because what the guy was doing was essentially calling Chris Cuomo stupid. He was calling him ineffectual. He wasn't making a commentary about his ethnic identity. He wasn't talking about his DNA. He was saying that he was the Corleone brother who was incompetent, who was also actually the nicest Corleone brother, the one who was nicest to his mother. You know, you can imagine that Fredo was the one staying home on Saturday nights, taking home of Mama, holding the yarn as Mama was knitting and things like that. But it was just, it was the hypocrisy of a guy who regularly ridicules other people coming here and saying, oh, don't you dare do this. And then the one thing that really got me, Rich, was the fact that he actually, with a straight face, said to some of the other people in the group, are some of you guys Italian? You know, this is the N-word for my people.
Right.
First of all, I've never heard anybody talk about Italians as my people before. Like,
yeah, Chris Cuomo, the spokesman for the Italian race in America, you know?
I know.
And you wrote in your piece, your grandfather was a trash collector for the city of Philadelphia. Your Italian grandfather, and they used to call him Goomba.
Goomba was one of the nicer things that they called him. In fact, when I wrote the original column, I included some of the other things. And of course, when I got my edited version back, I knew that they would have edited out some of the other things that they called Papa. But yeah, I mean, and a lot of those immigrants, a lot of that generation, they had a dignity that people don't have today. My grandfather just did his job, let it roll off his back, and by the mere fact of not engaging with these bigots, he showed that he had more dignity and more class in his pinky than they did. And, you know, Cuomo is just, he's just such a hypocrite, because I watch him. I watch that show. I love, you know, it's always good to go behind enemy lines and see what's going on.
You gotta, or you're not an effective talk show host otherwise, you know?
Exactly. And he pretends to be so sophisticated and so tolerant and so open-minded, because he has the conservatives on his show who say exactly what he wants them to say. I mean, they dance to his tune. So there's no real attempt at engagement or conversation with him. But for him to just go all off on this guy who, I mean, he may very well, the autograph seeker may very well have been trying to do like the picador in the bullfight, you know, just sort of start getting him riled up a little bit. But I think there's a legitimate case to be made that the guy just was making an offhanded comment like, hey, Fredo, you know, can I have your autograph? No one would have expected him to react that way. I mean, if he were a normal, balanced human being.
No, he lost it. It was like he was having like a roid rage or something. Christine yes. Flowers is with me. Her latest column in The Inquirer, Chris Cuomo should chill out. Fredo is not a racial slur against Italians. And Christine goes on about her own South Philly Italian history, which I love, by the way. I also love the fact that, you know, you talk about how like your ancestors and my ancestors and the people in our family, no one, none of us have ever thought the word Fredo was an ethnic slur. Like we were never taught that. We never heard that. And this is what bothers me, Christine, is that I see Chris Cuomo, and this is what's happening now, is that if the left hears a word they don't like, now all of a sudden they classify it as an ethnic slur. It never was until yesterday. Chris Cuomo even used the word Fredo, but they do this a lot, right? Words they don't like suddenly now become ethnic slurs or racist, just so that they can decide to use it conveniently like that.
Well, you made a fantastic point, too, the fact that this is something that the left sort of has patented, this idea that, if I don't like something, that becomes, it's not just offensive to me, it's offensive to an entire class of people. So, therefore, you can't use that word. You can't make any kind of a statement that's going to make me feel bad about myself. And, again, We started this conversation. This was about Chris Cuomo personally. This wasn't about every single Italian there on the street.
Right.
This happens to be about a guy who's an offensive schmuck. And the autograph seeker was basically, if at all, he was basically saying, you know, I love your statement, the lesser Cuomo. In fact, I included you in my original non-edited version of that column. I said, as my great friend Rich Scioli calls him, the lesser Cuomo. It's just...
I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it would have been great if you said the unexpurgated version had gotten out there. But it's ridiculous. And I have to say, sadly enough, I have gotten some emails from some Italians who I have a very strong sense are not, you know, conservative Italians who are saying, Christine, you're a self-hater. How can you think that it's okay to call someone a Fredo? And I'm like, what?
Because it's never been a bad word before, ever, until Chris Cuomo decided it was. Come on, you know?
I know. And then all these great memes. I have to say, the one good thing about this is all the memes that have come out of it. Like the one with Braveheart with the face painted blue, and underneath it goes, Fredo!
Well, this is great. This is, I'm play this for you. This is the Olive Garden. Daily Caller did this. The Olive Garden, they edited one of their commercials to take out the offensive word. Here, Christine, take a listen. Hang on,
okay, so I've done the math on this never-ending pasta bowl. There's 42 different sauce and pasta combinations.
Yeah.
And there's 7 of us.
Right.
So if we come here on 3 different nights...
Well, you do the math, I'm doing the elf.
Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl is back with delicious new sauces like tomato basil caprese and our Asiago garlic alf. Pick any combination of sauce and pasta, then another. Try them all for just $8.95 plus endless salad and breadsticks.
You got a sense here.
Olive Garden, when you're here, you're family.
You got to make sure nobody gets offended by hearing the word out beep. So
it's great. It's just fantastic. I watched The Godfather in honor of this last night. The original, you know, the original, and to me, The Godfather 1 is the best. Godfather 2 is very, very close, but The Godfather 1 is the best. And I'm sorry, Fredo was, somebody said to me, well, Fredo could be, you know, offensive because it means traitor. I said, he's the guy who got whacked in the back
right.
of the boat.
No, and if anything, I thought that that the lesser Cuomo was acting like Sonny Corleone, not Fredo. Sonny was the one who couldn't control his temper, and had it was a loose cannon, which is why he could never become the Don, because he couldn't control his temper. That's the way Cuomo was yesterday on the streets, like Sonny.
Yeah, it's true. And he had his kids there with him. I think he had a couple of kids along with
yeah.
him as well. So for him to be so offended at how this guy talked to him, he was the offensive one. He just turned the whole situation, escalated it into something that it didn't need to be. And and the thing that really got me, Rich, was then you had Anthony Scaramucci, Chris Cuomo's new best friend, tweeting out, oh, yes, most Italians look at this as an ethnic slur. I said, what?
Right.
The mooch has lost his friggin' mind.
All right, that's nobody thinks it's an ethnic slur because it's not. Christine Flowers, great piece. I'll post a link to it. Chris Cuomo should just chill out. Fredo is not a racial slur against Italians. We love what you write. We love hearing you. Sunday 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 1210. The always engaging and compelling Christine Flowers. Thank you, my dear.
Love you too. Thanks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See you soon.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Chris Cuomo, the lesser, as I call him, for a long time has had always his father in his ear. Like I have my mother, Chris Cuomo had his father. So there was always the governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, going, your profession is the lesser profession. It's the lesser profession, journalism. Why don't you go out there and do something with your life that's significant and not be a journalist? And his brother used to say the same thing to him.
Yes.
Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. Well, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, came out and defended his idiot little brother, the lesser, yesterday. Came out and defended him yesterday in the Fredo controversy. I'm going to play that clip in just a second.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, so the so daddy issues and mommy issues are certainly a thing. With Chris Cuomo, the lesser, it was certainly his dad, the governor in his ear, who said his profession was the lesser profession. And then his brother, who also said it was the lesser profession. Then he watches as his brother becomes the governor of New York. Somebody calls him Fredo, and he loses his freaking mind. And goes crazy, threatening to kill the guy. Oh, he and Don D. Lemon were joking around about this.
They were.
You remember Cuomo threatened to throw a guy down the stairs, right? Break his legs? He and D. Lemon were joking about this on CNN last night. You didn't see this. No one did. Take a listen.
All right, no secret how I spent one particular afternoon on vacation, and there is nothing to add except to say thank you. Thank you to all who reached out in person, who sent messages.
All seven of you. Why don't you just thank them personally? There's seven people. Seven.
And Ms. Maddow. They acted as colleagues, not competitors, and I won't forget it. In fact, I'm not going to forget, and I will use all of the feedback. Because the key is for us
you know,
all-
by the way, you know why Hannity and Maddow did not act like competitors? Let me explain why. In order to be a competitor, you have to compete with somebody. All right? So Hannity's number one, Maddow's number two, you're number 16. Not exactly a competition, all right? Just pointing that out. That's why they didn't respond as competitors. Because they were like, oh, the idiot,
Harmless.
Harmless. No. What would have been a competitor would have been if the people over at the Food Network stuck up for you, or Animal Planet, because that's who you're actually competing with in the ratings. 16, 15, 17, respectively. All right.
I appreciate it. That includes Mr. Hannity and Ms. Maddow. They acted as colleagues, not competitors, and I won't forget it. In fact, I'm not going to forget, and I will use all of the feedback. Because the key is for us to all be better, and that starts with me. So let me do what we do best here and expose an ugly reality. Here's the argument. Republicans have been intentionally downplaying white supremacy, that it is literally part of their playbook.
I would say I missed you, but I think I saw you more last week than I see you when we're actually...
It's actually a great point by Don Lemon. The first good point he's ever had. More people watch Chris Cuomo in that idiotic video than watch him on Cuomo Prime Time. You realize that? Way more people saw the lesser in that video clip That's than true. They ever do on CNN. So Don Lemon is actually right for the first time. That and the fact that the plane was in the black hole, yes. But other than that, totally right. I think I saw you more. Everybody did, Don. Everybody did. Amazing.
You would think that Cuomo would try and capitalize on the fact that everybody was watching that video and come back from vacation early, but
no, instead he had to finish his vacation. He needed a mental break.
It'll still be here.
It'll still be hot when I get back.
I would say I missed you, but I think I saw you more last week than I see you when we're actually here together. I spent like every other day, if not every day, with you.
Yes.
It's kind of weird.
I had a very eventful week. I think that the only time I wasn't with you, I really should have been with you. I would have been in a lot better position right
Actually,
now.
I was there, but did not see it, remember?
good time
I should have
not
been,
to see.
I should have been there.
So the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, defended his idiot little brother in the Fredo controversy. Cut five.
Okay, now everybody wants me to ask you, obviously, and I'm going to do it right now, about the Fredo comment. First of all, your father used to tell me that he didn't see The Godfather. Have you seen it?
I have seen parts of it. He would not watch it. The Fredo comment, Angelo Vivolo, who's head of the Columbus Citizens Foundation, which is the society in New York State that represents Italian Americans, wrote a letter, I think, to Casey Siler at the Times Union for a column that he wrote on it, which was really ignorant and insensitive.
You mean Casey Siler's piece was ignorant?
Yes.
Insensitive.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Yeah. In praise of Fredo Corleone. How obnoxious. My father wouldn't watch The Godfather. And then he talks about my father as an Italian-American scholar. My father wouldn't watch the movie because it was anti-Italian. The stereotype is anti-Italian. I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, in The Godfather, who are you? Which one are you? Which character are you? You know, the power of these movies. I had a battle with The Sopranos, which again was the same stereotype over and over and over, the Italian thug, the Italian mafia.
Let's stop it right now, by the way. This is also courtesy of WAMC's Alan Chartok show. First of all, nobody really thinks Italians are all the mafia. All right. This is another thing that they do to try to get people to suppress their speech. Nobody really thinks people are in the mafia. Nobody thinks every Italian is in the mafia. Nobody thinks that. All right. I'm Italian. Trust me on this point. Number two, you're the governor of New York. It's not exactly like Italians are having a really tough time in this country where they can't become the governor of New York. Your dad was the governor of New York. Your idiot little brother is on CNN as a national cable guy that nobody watches. Let's stop acting like Italians are this oppressed minority. And nobody called him Fredo because they were trying to make a reference that he's in the mafia. He's way too stupid for the mafia. You know it and I know it. Way too stupid. Nobody called him Fredo because of that. They called him Fredo because Fredo is a character in culture of an idiot lesser brother. That's why they called him that. Nothing to do with the mafia. And don't you love how they try to spin this now to say that it's about the mafia? These people.
You can act like a man.
They're such freaking snowflakes. Stop it. I get so tired of that. You know, I've taken issue about this with Italian American groups too. We're trying to boycott The Sopranos. Why? You can have a show about the mafia. You can have a movie about the mafia. It doesn't mean that people think every Italian is a mafioso. And if they do think that, that's on them, man. Who cares? Oh, it's just beyond silly. And of course, instead of addressing the problem, of addressing the point that his brother lost his mind, acted like a jackass, he starts making it about racism and ethnic slurs and everything else. You see? And this is what they do. This is what they do. They take a harmless remark and they turn it into something. They go right to 10 with a level 10 nuclear event of ethnicity and ethnic stereotypes and the mafia and on and on. Come on. Come on. And he's we're supposed to believe he watches no movies about Italians who are like that. And you know what's amazing? This guy Cuomo, this guy's so left, right? He signs this abortion bill in his state that basically is like it's like the most liberal abortion bill in the country now. Pretty much like right up until the end of the pregnancy or even after. And nobody cares. Nobody gets outraged over that. But this Fredo thing and then him, Mr. You know, he comes on TV and he starts doing his nonsense about how he's all self-righteous. That don't you make jokes about Italian Americans? Don't you make mob jokes about Italian Americans? Stop. You have the ultimate family business. You know, beyond the mafia. How about this? How about beyond the family business is the political business, right? Way more powerful than the mob is the Cuomo family business, which I'm not suggesting is the mafia. It's a political family. How about all the other political families that don't end in vowels? Well, like Clinton's, for example. I mean, how about the Clinton family? How many years they've run this country, or the Bushes? I mean, it's actually fascinating if you think about it, the deflection that's able to be done here. Nobody's talking about the fact that they think the Cuomos are in the mafia, although there was a very, very funny Saturday Night Live joke about that years ago. It was during 1991, I think it was. It was during the Gulf War when it was all the Democrats who did not want to be the Democrat to lose to George H.W. Bush. And it was a very funny bit. Kiefer Sutherland played somebody, Lloyd Benson, I think it was, who said, "Let's face it, I'm old." It was all these Democrats just trying to talk themselves into not being the one to lose to Bush, why they shouldn't be the nominee. And the guy who played Mario Cuomo, his line was, "I have mob ties." It was hysterical. But you can't make jokes. Can't make jokes. Now, the reason why the Fredo joke is funny is because the family, it's not that the Cuomos are the mafia, but they are one of the most powerful families in the history of this country. There's a bridge named after the guy that his son named after him. But you see what they do. They deflect it and they make it their victims. And now Italians are victims. And we're all labeled as being in the mafia. And blah, blah, blah. No, stop it. I'm a Zioli, all right? I know what I'm talking about here. Give me a break.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.